Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
The Patriots have found some serious holes in the Colts' defense in their most recent meetings. Earlier this season in November, Jonas Gray catapulted onto the scene in a big way. A running back who was just trying to land a spot on the 53-man roster became the story of the Patriots' ground guys. He finished the night with 201 yards and four touchdowns, setting team records.
He runs it left. He runs it to the end zone for the fourth time. Touchdown, Patriots!
Statement drive on the road.
However, almost immediately after that, the Patriots added some more power to power by signing LeGarrette Blount. Need we remind you of this?
Blount to the 40, Blount to the 30, Blount to the 20, Blount to the 10, Blount to the end zone for the fourth time tonight. Touchdown, Patriots!
So the question is, can the Patriots do this again? What is the makeup of this Colts defense, and can they stop the Patriots' power on the ground? It has been their strong suit against the Colts the last two times they've played, and as the saying goes, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Since the last time we played them, they're playing with a lot of momentum. They got a few key guys back in a few areas. They're rallying to the ball, they're tackling better, they're more physical, and overall, man, it's going to be the best defense we've played all year.
The Colts finished the regular season ranked near the bottom of the league in run defense. However, in the last two contests, they've been able to hold Denver and Cincy to just 198 yards on the ground. This won't be the same game we've seen the last two times.
This is a better team than we played before. The stakes are high. They're playing a lot better. They got a lot of momentum. It's going to be a good game.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.